Prolonging the life of coal-fired power stations and more interstate electricity transmission lines. They're some of the key recommendations from a major new study out today. And the price tag for all of this? Well, it could be in the tens of billions of dollars. It's all in a report prepared by the Australian Energy Market Operator, or AEMO as it's called. Audrey Zibelman is the Managing Director and Chief Executive, and she joins me from Melbourne. Audrey Zibelman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Now, this report recommends a string of things to be done in three phases. What's at the top of the to-do list?
Well, I think of this as a really five-point game plan for helping manage the transition of the energy sector. And for us at AEMO, when we look at these, we look at it as a system. And we're looking at how do we make sure that as we move towards a historic system where a lot of our power plants are aging and are going to retire to a new system, how do we do it in the least cost way? And really the plan is around driving that transition in a way that manages it, manages cost, creates values to consumers, and reduces risk.
Now, at the top of the list when I read the report seemed to be this capacity to transfer power between Queensland, New South Wales, and Victoria.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the way we look at it, it's really between all of the states. So the best way to think about this is this. The power system is one major system. When we have resources that exist in one part of the country that could provide an advantage to another part of the country and be cheaper, we want to make sure that we can deliver those resources. And so as we think about the transition, there are a number of different things that are important. One is that we take advantage of the existing assets. So as you've seen, we've identified the fact that the existing coal is the cheapest resource we have now, and we want to make sure that we can maintain that. One way we can maintain that is by increasing the transmission so we make better use of existing resources. Second, as these coal plants retire at the end of their technical lives, we've identified what's the least cost portfolio of resources. In other words, how do we deliver the lowest cost energy? And that's a combination of solar and wind and storage, some gas, and transmission to link them all together. But it's the same effect of transmission. So all of it is really driving around how do you manage the diversity when the wind is blowing in Queensland and it's not blowing somewhere else? How do we take advantage of that?
All right. There's a lot in this report. You mentioned coal there. You say that over the next 20 years, about 30% of existing coal-fired power stations are likely to be shut down. What can be done to convince operators not to close them earlier than their technical lifetime?
Well, one of the things that we have to look at, and it's something AEMO flags in the report, is to be very strategic and thoughtful about it. So we have to make sure that as we're moving forward towards this change, that if there are insufficient revenues in the market to maintain the existing coal, we have a policy around how do we manage that. It may be we decide that the best thing is to let them retire we want to retain them. Those are types of things that the plan identifies need to be thought through with the COAG Energy Council.
So what happens if another plant like Hazelwood or Liddell closes down early?
Well, we would need to have replacement energy. So another piece of the plan that we've identified is the need to be both strategic and agile. So one of the next steps for us is to work with the proponents of both Snowy and the Tasmanian Hydro projects and to think about, well, the what if. What if a coal plant not just even closes down for economics, but it's an older plant and it's not able to be maintained? Think about it like a car. At some point, you have an old car, it's cheaper to run, but suddenly the maintenance costs become more expensive or something happens and you find it's better to buy a new car.
We want to
be in a position to manage that.
If we look at the cost of everything that this report recommends, there were figures between $8 and $27 billion. Now, that will immediately ring alarm bells for consumers worried that power bills are going to skyrocket. So do power bills have to rise over the short term for this long-term gain?
That's not necessarily the case. So what the $8 to $29 billion is represents the investment costs of new resources that we have to replace the retiring resources. I think again, everyone knows that if you buy a new car, you have to spend money.
Sure,
but that
does
not necessarily mean that the market prices will increase. That's going to depend on how we can optimize those resources. And again, we're moving from a resource mix that's heavily dependent on fuel, coal, to a resource mix where the fuel is free.
Just for consumers, though, remember, they're getting their power bills and thinking, ye gads, what is going to happen to power bills?
Again, we're looking at the costs. We're not looking at the competitive prices, but you can't necessarily translate the fact that we have to invest to necessarily a price increase. That's something that we're going to need to manage moving forward.
Audrey Zibelman, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Thank you.
And that is Audrey Zibelman, the Managing Director of the Australian Energy Market Operator. Well, the Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, has welcomed this report. He says the federal government will now begin working through its recommendations with the states and territories.
We welcome its words about Snowy 2.0, saying that that is an important nation-building piece of infrastructure, as well as the opportunities in Tasmania to be the battery of the nation. It endorses the National Energy Guarantee, which is key to providing investment stability and certainty in the market going forward. And the focus on more interconnection and transmission is going to be really important for Australia.
And storage.
And storage, absolutely.
Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg speaking on the ABC News Channel.